Moncrief on News Talk.
Thank you very much. Very welcome back. Tom Dunn with you, standing in for Sean today. 53106 for your text, or on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Now then, coming up, we'll be talking about STIs on the increase for the over 60s, and a young child in Kerry who has the accent of Peppa Pig's family. My God, how did that happen? But before that, Oscar-winning pair Christopher Nolan and Emma Thompson were spotted using an old-fashioned paper map in Venice. And it was such an amazing story that it's made the newspapers around the world. That's what it means these days to hold an old-fashioned map in your hands. They weren't using Google Maps or SatNav. So today we were asking if technology has killed the art of map reading. And I'm joined in the studio by Henry McKean. Good afternoon, Henry.
Tom, good afternoon.
You've brought me a map?
Yeah, you've got a Dublin street guide from about 20 years ago. And I'm going to ask you to try and find Sundrive Road in Crumlin. I mean, you are of the age where I think you'll be able to read a map. I know that the young people are struggling. I'm going to let you go through that and see if we can find it.
I'm just going to put my glasses on and...
you get comfortable into that map.
I've gone to the index section now and I'm trying to find the S's.
You go through.
The fact that I know where Sundrive Road is, help me, would it?
Well, of course it would, because you don't need to look at the map. And imagine if you didn't.
Where I live,
so I'll let you keep going through those pages.
Right, young straight away, people, I have to say, you can't have there. There is not a word. The Dale. That is not. Come on, lads. Please.
But yeah, like, you can do that. But young people, they struggle to read a map. They really do. I asked these Gen Zs to read a map, and I asked them how old they were.
I'm 19.
19.
20.
So I'm going to ask you to find me Sorrento Drive on the map. Sorrento Drive, here's the street index. So I'm giving you the map. Sorrento, so it's a place in Dublin, Sorrento Drive.
Probably not. I mean, I did geography, Leaving Cert geography.
Because it's hard, isn't it, for your generation, because of technology.
What area is it in? True, that's a good point. Check that first.
Okay, so here we go.
Grid reference 60. That. Okay, grid reference 60. I know grid references. Let me see this.
And he knows.
So you're the map expert here, aren't you?
Yeah, I did geography up until third year, so I'm pretty much really good at it. And Miss McGuckin loved my ordnance survey maps.
But with, like, maps, don't they not have, like, I don't know, coding or whatever to, like, kind of direct you into what
so
page?
So they do have pages and grid references there. So we'll keep looking.
60. Oh, okay, yeah.
So you're in, like, 37 right now.
So we're going to get it. I mean, it is hard.
Yeah.
And do you feel sorry for your parents? This is how we used to have to do things.
Kind of. I mean, when it's digital, you can just see where you are going with the arrow.
Like, using a map was just as easy as using Google Maps is for us back then. They was, like, brought up on it the way that we were brought up on our phones.
Do you ever worry that the 4G will drop?
Cleanse the public. Like, all the ones that can't read maps are going to be killed off, and then just be the strong surviving.
Personally, I just take a screenshot of it so I can just take a look at the picture on my
screenshot.
Phone. But then obviously if my phone dies, I can always ask locals or whatever.
I don't know why I chose Sorrento Drive. Any luck? It's in Dorky. Oh, here we go. You're there. You're close. You're on the right page.
Yeah.
It's a, like, really lovely part of the city.
Does it not say, like, which F4 or whatever, it's, surely?
Sorrento Drive. We're still looking for it in the map here.
It's number 15. So I'm just going to look for... Number 12.
You've got the right page. So you're nearly there.
Yeah. It's different when it's on, when you're looking at road and also just like walk paths.
Oh, you found it.
Okay, there we go.
Well done.
Okay, yeah. What do I win?
Exactly. Young people there struggling, trying to read a map. They were Generation Z people struggling with that. I don't know what I am exactly, possibly a boomer.
I think you might be Generation X.
I'm on Eamon Cant Park. There's Sundrive Road right
beside
it. Yeah, it's 46E1. I didn't need the coding section. I went to the index. I know what an index is.
Well done. You knew. And this is the thing. Your generation, my generation, know how to do it. I got to have a chat with Tom Broderick from formerly Ordnance Survey Ireland, which now has a new name. We met at their headquarters at Phoenix Park. Here is the new name.
Tailte Éireann means lands of Ireland, hence the connection. And we've always kind of worked in conjunction. So now we come under the one umbrella of Tailte Éireann. I come in here, Henry, 47 years ago as a cartographical trainee. Then after 2 years, we did full-time training for pretty much a year. And then we were assigned to various offices where we picked up different crafts and skills and that. And then we'd qualify as a cartographer. You know, cart from the French, map, cartographer.
Wow, and we're here in the Phoenix Park at your headquarters. Behind us in these buildings, this is where the magic happens.
We're actually here since 1824, so it'll be 200 years this year, you know. But has mapping changed? It's changed considerably and, you know, to a great extent. It's now called data capture rather than going out and actually kind of land surveying. However, we still produce what we call tourist and leisure mapping, you know, because that still evokes great a sense of nostalgia, opening up an old map using cartographic techniques. For example, on a paper map, you can see, say, for example, in areas like Carrin Tool, remote areas, we show shading on the maps, which will show the different levels of the mountain.
And that's fantastic. You don't always see that when you're looking at Google Maps. And we have a map here. We're just going to open it up.
And you can see the various shading on that, Henry.
Look at that. This is what I mean, a proper map. Brilliant.
You know, so it'll show all the variations. Now, that particular one is one which we term as a waterproof map, you know.
So you can be stuck in, this is the Burren, you could be stuck in the Burren with this.
Absolutely. On a wet, misty day, which may not happen too often in Ireland. However, you know, while we say waterproof now, we certainly wouldn't recommend that you put it into a bucket of water for 2 or 3 days.
But, you know, a little bit of rain would keep it alive.
It's absolutely no problem, you know, and you can plan, you know, we would often say that you can plan group meetings based on that, because you can see a map, you can work out your route. We also would have added information on a paper map that you won't have on Google. For example, you know, local areas, local walkways, where the rescue area is, offer some advice not to leave barbecues and things light and to clean up after you. Small things that you don't necessarily get.
That was fascinating. Tom Broderick there from Tolcha Ar Éireann. That's what it's called now.
That's the new name.
Very good. 200 years.
Yeah, 200 years this year. I mean, we've been mapping this country that long. Just so much history, and the fact that Tom has been working there for 47 years. It's just, you know, a total expert.
What is that? Nearly a quarter of the time.
Unbelievable. Well, this is it.
That is true.
He's been there nearly a quarter of
it. He put the grow on you for old maps, and he's talking about them there, the love in his voice. And even, I'm holding this, and your curiosity goes to areas around it. You see Sundry Road, which you sent me to, but then you start going down, walking down the roads, and there's a lot of beauty in an old
map. There is, and you go, oh my goodness me, I never knew there was this massive park behind all those buildings that you don't come across on Google Earth.
So you also were talking to a cab driver.
Yeah, I remember cab drivers before technology, they just had to do it from knowledge. Here is Noel Skelly, and we talk about that knowledge test.
The knowledge thing is a lot easier here in Dublin than it is in London. We don't have to do 3 years training. But I am of the era when we used to read maps, and It was very interesting.
Because, let's say, for example, I can get to Castlebar, no problem reading a map. But when I'm there, that last bit of the journey, can't do it. Without the sat-nav, I'm reading a map, very difficult. Being a taxi driver, obviously you know Dublin, it's all about the knowledge. There must have been times when you were completely and utterly flummoxed on where you were going.
Well, I always remember I got a fare one time to Killorglin in County Kerry.
You didn't?
I did, yeah, many years ago. Drove down to Killorglin to pick up somebody, got into the Killorglin village, didn't know the address, I had the address, but didn't know where it was. So stopped somebody on the street, asked them, they told me, oh, that's the O'Briens. That was it.
So you had to ask someone. That's how you'd have to say, excuse me, madam, sir, I'm a bit lost, can you help?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the person knew, they didn't know the address, but once I gave the name.
You were there.
I was there.
And that one must have been some fare. What year was that?
I think it was 93. Those were the days.
Do you miss those days? Do you miss the old maps?
Yeah, it was sometimes interesting looking at the map itself because, you know, you could take your time and look at it, whereas you're looking at a small screen on the phone. And it's a bit difficult in that way, especially as you're getting to my age when the eyesight is deteriorating.
And how old are you?
Henry, that's a very personal
question. I'm sorry.
68.
Well, you look fresh.
Thank you very much.
You really asked some very probing questions.
I should never ask someone.
I loved him talking about asking somebody, and your reaction to it as if he told you there was you know, life on Mars.
And Gen Z don't like asking strangers for directions, but sometimes you get that much of a distance and you just can't quite get to the very, very end, definitely.
Yeah, right. A dying art, I think. Excuse me. Would you know where this
absolutely.
Is?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So you talked to, who else did you get to talk to? There are people of all ages, I believe.
So yeah, I tried to continue to get people to read a map. I asked them to pinpoint where we were standing and other places.
That's Cuff Street, Kevin Street, Grafton Street.
No, you're on the wrong way. Stand this way somewhere.
Cuff Lane? No, that's Perth Lane. That's where the office is. Union Street, Loretto. No, it's here. Grafton Street, here.
That's Dawson Street, you know.
So you're close. I mean, I think we're basically outside Clarendon Market. It's just off Clarendon Street and Clarendon Row. So you got there. It took you too long. Seconds.
Yeah, too long. Yeah.
You learned this in Scouts, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I just, Stephen's Green is right there.
Oh, you saw the sign that said Stephen's Green.
To be honest, I just use Google Maps or iPhone or something if ever I'm going anywhere.
Have we lost that art of reading a map?
Probably, yeah, to be honest, because if Stephen's Green wasn't there, I wouldn't have had a clue. Like, I'm just looking here, over here, I wouldn't have had a clue, like, really, yeah.
And what about you? Can you read a map?
I would say no, although I think I did a better job figuring out where we needed.
Probably, yeah. But she does always give the wrong directions well when we're in the car.
So you give the wrong directions, even
using
with
the phone. Using the phone, yeah.
And
yeah.
If the phone died, if 4G went or 5G went and you had to go back to the old-fashioned map, could you get through it?
Highly unlikely, from my perspective.
I think I could get to where I'm going, nearby. But not in the most efficient way, definitely not. It would probably take twice as long.
How did your parents do it?
They done it. I remember them using these going on holiday when we were younger, in Spain and everything. And like, this is Dublin where we're from, but imagine doing it in Spain.
You're both from the US. I've just handed you the map. Could you find for me Dublin Castle?
Dublin Castle.
And I know you're not from here. Whereabouts in the States are you from?
Colorado.
Found it.
You found it. Look at you.
I read a lot.
She's the young one.
The Cabra Road right there.
Ah, well done. Old Cabra Road. You found it.
And Cabra's Drive.
So you're familiar with Cabra?
I'm familiar with Dublin, yeah. I'm a Limerick woman myself, but I've been up here a long time and I'm good. I'm fast to figure out places.
You're 22 years of age. Do you ever use a map? Can you read a map? Do you ever get to use one?
Google.
So Google Maps. Not a traditional atlas or a map like the one I gave you.
Sometimes.
You would actually look at the old-fashioned map.
If I can, yeah.
So I want you to find me, we're kind of in the Tala area here, I want you to find me Shamrock Rovers. Okay, he's looking through the map. Yeah, you've got it. So we're now in Stillorgan area, I want you to find me Kilmacud Croaks.
Found it there.
Oh, wow, well done.
Great.
They all did surprisingly well. There was a moment at the beginning of that when I thought, this is definitely a lost skill. It's gone.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they took, you know, just a few seconds and they figured it out. But I gave them, you know, sports clubs. So they're looking for grass. Right. So I think that was a little bit easier. They're looking for green on the map. Still, and I gave them the page. The other ones, I made it a bit harder. I just gave them the name.
Well, the girl from Colorado, she did really well.
Well, this is it. I mean, you have to the Americans put a man on the moon. I mean, some of them are quite bright.
Not all of them. But so... Are, you know, the Scouts, are they still getting those essential skills?
I mean, if you have a child in the Scouts, I mean, it really, really helps because they do a lot of mountain climbing, they do a lot of hill climbing, and they teach them how to use a map, especially mountain climbing.
Yeah, my name is Brian Conville. I was a Scout as a child and a Scout as a leader. Well, I was first introduced to them when I was about 8 in clubs, in the Cub Scouts, and then when I became a Scout then, we would have started learning to read maps and to plan our journeys through a map. I suppose it's very easy now with Google, you just straight to your phone, where it's not as necessary. You do see the Scouts now holding their phones and they're out in the trails. It's not the way. We obviously try and get them back to the maps the whole time, because it is a lifelong skill.
Do you still use an old-fashioned map? You're holding one now?
Not for driving, I don't, but I do if I'm out in the mountains. It's only maps. Well, there might be no signal, so your phone is useless if there's no signal, or if your phone dies or gets wet, where the map is a laminated map, and you can always find out where you are with a map.
And sailing as well, you use
Yes, you'd use them when you're on coastal sailing, so you can see what's happening, what the coastline is, the depth below you, so you know for safety and stuff like that. So it's all very relevant.
That sometimes there's no signal?
No, and if you're at sea, most of the time there wouldn't be any signal. If you go maybe 10, 12 miles off the coast, there's no signal.
That is Brian Conville, and he is a scout. You're going to be putting some of your theories now to the test very soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going all the way up to Stranra. I'm going to Larne. I'm getting on a Stena line, and I'm heading to Scotland. I'm going on a road trip, to use another American phrase, and I love a road trip. I'm going to reconnect with my Scottish heritage. And, you know, we're going to be heading up towards the Highlands, and up in the Highlands, service, you know, you have to remember, Ireland has great 4G in, you know, in most places, Scotland not so much. So service will go. I will have to read a map. There's no getting away from
it.
I'm going to be bringing lots of maps, UK and Ireland maps in the car, and I'm going to have to get out and look at the map and figure out, am I on the right road? Are we going the right way? And I'm going to have to even ask directions from strangers, Tom. I'm going to have to put myself out there. And it's going to be great.
The safety of you and your family will be in your skills reading maps.
Yeah.
And your ease with strangers.
Well, exactly. You know, in some sort of darkened Highland corner, somewhere up in Scotland. But
I'll be watching the evening news all next week,
Stop.
Henry.
Stop. But here is Tom Broderick again from Tolcher Éireann.
I personally, because I'm a long time at it and I have a great passion for mapping, I would personally prefer anywhere I go on holidays, I like to get a local map, and to open it out, you can gauge distances more on a paper map than trying to get it on a small portion of a phone screen.
What do you love about maps the most?
What I love about maps is it's the fact that a lot of work goes into creating them, a lot of thought, a lot of understanding of the local environment. And to me, I always associate with the great outdoors, and old maps, paper maps, modern paper maps, and that, I believe, encourage people, you know, to get out and about a lot more. You know, we tend to do a lot of our work, you know, on computer screens, laptops, iPads and all that. And I think it's great every now and then. I like to read paper newspapers, you know. I like to read paper maps. But I think, you know, we should never lose, you know, the value of them. I do understand it, and I do appreciate sat-navs, and I do appreciate modern mapping, but I don't believe it gives the same in-depth knowledge and understanding as a paper map will.
Amen to all of that. Henry McCain asking there, have we lost the art of reading maps? We'll find out how your art of reading maps is next week. I'm looking forward to that, I'll tell you. I always found going on holidays, especially in the west of Ireland, you get your hands on an ordnance survey map and really see what's around you.
Oh, completely. You can see so much more. And I think there's something beautiful just touching the paper, you know, and the fact they're now waterproof, stuck in the Burren. And, you know, I've been stuck in the Burren with maps, but they weren't waterproof back in my day.
No. It's all progress, Henry. It's all progress. Best of luck next week. I do have a question for people. Have they ever been led astray by Google Maps? There's one for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Too much faith in it and found yourself not where you
needed
to go.
Just switch your brain off and you could end up anywhere.
Yeah, you'd know. The stories I could tell.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.